two tipped passes in the secondary for the freshman, and two personal fouls for the Laker defense, totaling 30 yards. So the total penalties for Lakers, 55 yards in that first half. Forecast City is a total of 30 yards. Kind of sloppy on both sides of the ball there, Dave, but when it comes out to it, it's a very tight game. Cass City trails Lakers 8-6. Lakers scoring in that second quarter.
Oh, lots of good stuff here, Clark. Starting with Lakers, obviously more penalties to go around. They've battled through them, have the lead at halftime, have a chance to extend that lead now if they can clean up their play offensively and defensively. I like the stat there on Dustin Cady. Before he left that game, you could see the playbook of Lakers being thrown out the window as he left the game. He was 3-for-3 on that first drive through the air. You could tell that was what they wanted to do. They wanted to attack Cass City secondary. They've had to go back to Laker football and run the ball with Diaz Reyes and other guys and company. Wisner now taking over at the helm, doing what we think, Clark, is a fantastic job so far, especially being fed to the wolf, so to speak, as a freshman. He looks like he's been running this offense for years. Now over to Cass City. How can you not be impressed with what Mason Earl is doing so far? 5-for-10. Again, Clark mentioned he started 5-for-7. The last two completions were on third and fourth down and long just before the half. He was just kind of lobbing him towards the end zone, hoping to get a big play and maybe steal the first half lead going into halftime. But so far, we got to like this evenly matched ball game. I don't know about you, Clark, but it sure feels like Cass City is playing better in this game and winning this game, even though it doesn't show it on the scoreboard.
Without a doubt. I mean, Cass City, we saw glimpses of control against Harbor Beach, but the scoreboard did not show it at all. This week, they come out, take the lead right away, 6-0, on their first possession of the night with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. But then they go scoreless the remainder of the half, and Lakers punches it in with 4:06 left in the second quarter. And the two-point conversion, the difference right now.
Well, the big difference there, comparing their Cass City's last week opponent to this week. First of all, Harbor Beach, 100% healthy. You can see Dubes right now holding that arm. He's a big-time factor on not only as linebacker, but a change of pace back with Diaz Reyes. And also, obviously, Katie not playing in the entire second quarter. The second half of the first quarter, he didn't play as well. He's missed most of the half, not playing as well. And also the other thing Harbor Beach does a little better than Lakers has done so far this year is they don't commit penalties. They don't shoot themselves in the foot and put them in positions where they cannot strive. Right now, Lakers doing a good job winning this game, even though they've made it very hard on themselves so far.
Like we said, Lakers with 50 yards in penalties all so far, Cass City with 30. And we've seen it that the penalties have actually extended drives for both sides of the ball.
They have, and there's actually been some opportunities on 3rd and 15, 3rd and 29, 3rd and 35, where you see a wide receiver simply run a streak and go down the sideline, and Mason Erla struck Jack Stern in stride. It was a perfect pass. Looked like a pass you'd see on Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon. It was a perfect ball. Well executed. I'm not sure, again, what the defenses were thinking there, but there was opportunities for both teams down the field to get past that secondary. I can see why both coaches, especially Lakers with a healthy Dustin Cady, wanted to expose that early.
We are in your halftime show here on WLIW Sports. Lakers leading Cass City 8-6 in a very closely contested game so far, and I'm sure the second half will be just as exhilarating for us here in the booth. As like we said, Lakers with a quick injury there, their starting quarterback and linebacker, Dustin Cady, goes out early in the first quarter. Called a timeout. We haven't seen him since for Dustin Cady. Not exactly sure what happens there, but he is on the sidelines. And, of course, like we said, Terrence Dubes also holding his right arm in some facet. We'll see how this plays out in the second.
It looks like he's going to battle his way through it, Clark, but we'll see how. Resting it for a few minutes here during the half, we'll see how, if that affects him at all, if he still battles through it or not. But he's going to need that arm to not only wrap up tacklers, but to have extra security on that football. A crucial injury for Lakers. We'll see if it determines the outcome of the second half.
2.5 minutes before kicking off the second half on WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Looking around the region here at other area scores, it's 20-0 Harbor Beach leads Sandusky at the half. Vassar leading Reese just before halftime, 13-6 Vassar over Reese just before halftime, about a minute left in that one in the first half. North Huron over Caseville, 17-0. Deckerville trails Morris, 12-8 in the first quarter. And Marlette trailing Ubley. Ubley leads Marlette, 12-7 in the second quarter. There's some area scores for you here. Of course, Lakers leading Cass City, 8-6 here. Lakers won the toss at the beginning of the game and elected to receive, so Kansas City will be getting the ball to start the second half. On the left side of your radio, three men are back for Kansas City, and the middle man there is number 6, Sawyer Cuthrell. He stands at his own 15-yard line. To his left is number 11, Drew Loomis, and to his right is a number in the 80s. I would guess that is number 85, Parker Hare. 12 minutes are on the clock, and the Lakers will be kicking this one off from the right hash. Number 21, Terrence Dubes, seems to be okay, still in the game. We've gotten word that they have taken Dustin Cady to Hills and Dales Hospital here in Cass City to be checked out due to injury. Terrence Dubes' boot all the way down to the 14-yard line, brought in by Loomis at the 14, and he's kept running ahead. He's at the 30-yard line before he hits a giant rugby smash there, and he's brought down at the 30-yard line, an 11-yard return for Loomis, and it's first and 10, Cass City.
Tackler on special teams, Brandon Crone.
11:53 left in the third. Cass City with the ball, trailing the Lakers by 2 points. It's always been a one-possession game throughout this entire game. Now into our second half, Friday Night Lights are on. First and 10, T formation. Earl is under center. Three men in the backfield, and they hand it off to Cuthrell, who cuts back into the center of the field, and he's out to the first down marker and then some, out to the 42-yard line, a 12-yard gain for Sawyer Cuthrell, and it moves the chains for Cass City on their first play of the second drive, second half.
Tackle there, number 21, Terrence Dubes.
First and 10 for Cass City. This drive started at the 20-yard line in their own zone. They're already out to their 42-yard line. Off of two plays, 11:35 left in the third. Receiver wide each way, wing now in motion to the left. A little bit of a high snap, and this one hits
Fumble.
The floor, and this one's more likely going to be picked up by Lakers. Number 50 is right there all over it. Austin McCabe, he's been silent the first half. We mentioned it on the break, and Austin McCabe comes in with the fumble recovery and after a high snap, and Lakers with the ball in Kansas City territory.
Oh, you said it, Clark. Drew Loomis comes in motion from the near side, the tight end position, goes around the quarterback, looked like a fake reverse and then a misdirection to the running back and a high snap. And, I mean, it has to be a high snap when you have a 6'4" quarterback to throw it over his head. He knocked it down, did all he could to get it into the hands of the running back, Nick Perry. The exchange never got there, and a heads-up play by the veteran for Lakers, number 50, Austin McCabe.
Wisner hands this off to Diaz-Reyes, who goes down the right gap.